Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Ready for another day of information? Here we go.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Seatbelts.
We have a great show today. We are talking about the new language of consciousness. So the old conversation of magic and miracles is of metaphysics and how those things translate into new ways of addressing each of us as being powerful expressions of consciousness.
Ooh, sounds good to me.
Yes, well, you wrote that part, so yes. But it does sound great. It's really exciting. And we, by the way, we also want to let you know that we love hearing from you. If you could email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Send us your questions and your suggestions and things that we can talk about on the air so that we know that we're tuned into your pulse of things that strike your curiosity.
Well, these are certainly the conversations that have struck in our personalities and what we're noticing. So we like the confirmation back from all of you out there. So please feel free to do so.
Yeah. And if there's anything that you want us to go deeper about, something that's been puzzling you, something you're curious about, just drop us an email and we will take it for a ride.
You certainly will. Two women who are ready to roll.
So, but first we have a few things to tell folks about. I want to start off that I have a free webinar tomorrow, Tuesday, at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and I am going to be talking about inner power. So
we like being powerful, and inner is the place, right?
Inner powerful, because, you know, if you are being externally powerful, you're actually not being powerful. So yep. I'm going to be sharing with you some techniques that I have developed that have been working major miracles in people's lives and actually creating some huge turnarounds in my life. And I will be sharing that with you, and you will come away with some pretty powerful stuff in just 1 hour to be able to completely transform your life. So go to my website, joan-newcomb.com. That's N-E-W-C-O-M-B.com, and click on free webinar and you'll get instant access to it.
And I want to remind people, if they want to check out my website at www.janetandbeyond.com and subscribe to my Life in the Beyond, our Fuzzy Photon Playgroup weekly notices, that I'll be sending you also a free cheat sheet for questions and thoughts to help you look at those rules that you've set up for how you think life is, how it has to be, and the difference between those two things, intentions and expectations. And so it's mostly these unconscious rules that we have that are bringing us certain results and we're wanting other results. So we're going to give you some information on how to look at all that. So please feel free to give us a call. So let's talk about what we're talking about today, Joan.
Okay. So the new language of consciousness. What are you going to say?
Right. Well, I was just going to say it is kind of a new conversation when we talk about consciousness. And my awareness with clients in the last couple of weeks has really come up is that people have very Oh, gosh, they're very sensory. They're very aware, and they're not aware that they're aware, and they're being affected by what they're aware of in an unconscious way. And it's, and they don't have any language for understanding who they are. So I've been noticed that repeatedly in these last couple of weeks. And so this is kind of what I was realizing. It's a new conversation that we have to have because... I don't know. It's just interesting out there.
Well, you know, I agree with you. And what I have found in general is that people are stepping into a huge experience of expansion, and and they don't have the language to describe what's happening to them. But the other thing that I have experienced personally as an energy worker who's been doing this for 30 years is that my language is changing. My techniques are changing, my language are changing, and I'm having to update my descriptions to something that's more accurate. So, you know, maybe, you know, some of our listeners may not, this may not be their first walk around the block, and they might be experts in their own fields, and yet the stuff is hitting the fan here that they might be having trouble describing what's going on, comprehending what's going on. And so that's part of what we're diving into this today as well.
Well, we're seeing how major constructs of how we think, how we feel, how we believe, what we think, what we feel, what we believe is really very illusionary and is collapsing at core. And this is why this is so, so deep. And we're realizing the limits of the old conversations. And conversations to me are always how we've been holding information. And the old religious, spiritual, the forms that the left brain of ours does, the constructs that it sets up in how to engage information are not holding up anymore. We're seeing it in our politics. We're seeing it in our business world. We're seeing it in personal relationships. We're seeing it to the individual, how we're changing how we have organized information. And that's what we're going to talk about.
You know, the image I was getting as you were describing that is it would be just like somebody who is, you know, standing by their horse and cart, and you walk up and you give them a cell phone. It's like, well, what am I? And so it's not even like having a rotary phone in your hand and being given a cell phone, because I mean that would be disorienting enough at all. But it's almost like going back to techniques. Oh, not techniques. Going back to concepts and beliefs about you know, power and governance and all sorts of things that are you know, centuries old, and saying, hey, there's a new way of doing it.
Right. And it's not that it's what was there was wrong. What we're doing is we're just getting this quantum leap in consciousness about how it's expressing itself, how it's experiencing itself. And whether it's in science or in the church or in however you define your spirituality, we're realizing the limits that we've imposed through our language and through our thinking, because the language forms the thoughts form the language, and there's like this is the wrong conversation. It's serving as distraction. It has been distracting, and nobody's been noticing it, but everybody's been feeling it. I mean, I think you could pretty much across the board, everyone is registering something's going on. They don't know what it is. They don't know how to articulate it, but they don't feel good inside. Look at the way they're playing out in the world around us. So this is, and that's an exciting time. This is a great place to be right now because we get to look at this.
The aspect of ourselves that is consciousness is very excited about this, and the aspect of ourselves that is cemented into form and is dependent on the old forms. And you're right, there's no wrong to this. It's like the old forms just aren't functional anymore. They used to be a functional, but they aren't now. So that's definitely what is changing, and there's a bigger perspective about this. So
and we don't mean to be unclear with anyone who's listening. What we're talking about is how you engage yourself and life as a sensory being.
Speaking of engagement, Janet's going to be taking us deeper, but we have to stop for a commercial break right now. So stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about the new language of consciousness in a state of grace and consciousness.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and I'm here with Janet, and we are talking about the new language of consciousness.
Oh, there's so much there, isn't there? I think we probably need to start so we can give people real practical information.
Yes.
Both of us came from, I think I would have to say my experience of the world outside of my family was there was some religious training there, loosey-goosey. I grew up in a Jewish household, but it was pretty loosey-goosey. And that gave me some kind of framework about life in a religious context, but in a non-physical context, because I think often religion is not so real. We moved a great deal a lot of the time when I was young. So we were always in different places. And so there was a little bit of dogma kind of connects you to the next place. I mean, that's what's nice about dogma sometimes when you're young. But I was always very metaphysical. I was hearing things, seeing things, feeling things, awareness, and I started automatic writing when I was like probably in 12, 13, 14, somewhere there. And that was my introduction into metaphysical skill sets. So between the two of them, and as experience and age happened, I've come to learn about consciousness and recognize the power of that. And so those old foundations that I had have changed. I take all those old skills that I learned about as foundations, and I'm reinvigorating them in new ways. That's what I'm talking about. What are you talking about, Joan?
Well, similar and different backgrounds. I actually was raised in a very rigidly Presbyterian. We said prayers at meals and at grace at meals and prayers at night, and went to church every Sunday. And my father was the head usher and trustee. You know, it was and also moved every 3 to 5 years to different countries. Mm. So within this, you know, inner structure of it's the best to be Presbyterian kind of thing, I also got to see other countries, other people, other belief systems, and that there were lots of different ways to do things, and also that we're all human beings around the world. And my interest in metaphysics started when I was about 14, 15, and I also had a couple of pretty intense experiences at that time. One thing is I lost 50 pounds, which was really transformative. And I also manifested a relationship, maybe a little bit too soon for myself, but I used metaphysical techniques for that second part and learned some hard lessons. But I actually, when I was 21, 22, I moved to Seattle and like 3 days later went to a psychic meditation workshop and ended up going through 5 years of training with this this spiritual center that was, it was a church that was slightly to the left of Unity, based in first century Christianity and Eastern mysticism. And I worked for them on and off for about 14 years. So my, since I was about 22, 23, that's my day job has been, been metaphysics, but then it's evolved over time, and went through this complete transformation in 2006. So, and that's where I met you when you had already been doing that for a year or two. So we now have been talking about loosey goosey. I look at all that old metaphysical stuff as being like Newtonian physics on an energy structure, auras, chakras, running energy. All of that is like Newtonian physics. And the work with consciousness technologies that we're doing now is more like quantum physics.
Oh, definitely. I've always been what I would call an empath. I always felt stuff. I always felt it physically, and I felt energy is what I felt. And I was ill with what I felt and couldn't tell you the difference. I just knew that I was really reactive to being around people or places. And I have had a history of physical pain. And in that also, I had the ability when I touched people, they could feel better. I didn't necessarily feel better when I touched myself. And let's be clear how we're doing that one. There was the ability to soothe. But because of my own health and stuff, I wasn't going to be as a doctor or a lawyer, an Indian chief, any of those forms. But the metaphysical skill sets were pretty good. But they weren't something I could necessarily depend upon. They weren't necessarily things that brought me joy or things like that. It was just very informationally open. So until I started, I think my background, I remember the Catherine Ponder books, and there was a psychic community and things like that in my late 20s and early 20s, definitely, where we were locating people and I was doing all kinds of wonderful things. And it wasn't the blessing, right? You can be helpful, but it's not coming from a place of joy about it. And I didn't see people around me that were joyful in the psychic communities and things like that. Those weren't happy people. They were, there were a lot of 300-pound people there holding space. And it was like, whoa, okay, is that the way this has to be? There were not a lot of positive frameworks that I saw out there. My health was that I was beyond the box and any limitation medicine had for me. So I spent a lot of years dealing with that. So you kind of look for alternative things. You look for different realities. You look for Western medicine and Chinese medicine and any kind of medicine you can find and navigating all that. So it came to a point where, you know, it was only when I got into consciousness technologies in the last, 12 years or so, have I really changed and been able to look at what that was all about, how it was a blessing, how there was a conversation going on in there, and that in using consciousness as the starting place, it took so much stress out of being for me. It really, it changed the ball. It changed the game all the way around. So that's what we're talking about, right?
We're talking about that, and we're also talking about upgrading from that. So where we identify is that the old psychic paradigm is actually physically uncomfortable. It's a dense energy. It's like swimming at the bottom of the fish tank. You can claim you're clearing space, but really you're resisting space. And
it's hard too. I mean, when you're what we call the word running energy, that takes a lot of effort, right?
Yeah.
And when you turn that conversation over to, well, what if it's just there and all you have to do is access it? Well, whoa, that's a lot easier. It's a lot less stressful.
And yes, and I found just it's amazing. It's amazing how effortless and pain-free it is to do consciousness technology. And it's really like the difference from going from dial-up to Wi-Fi.
You got it. Well, shall we dial in, Joan, yes, and see how we go? Because this is such a lovely conversation, and we want to let everybody into it, too. So how about we take a few moments, everyone, and just notice. And when we use the word notice, we're just letting yourself drop out of your head, making it be something, to just opening your awareness up. So just open your awareness up. Put aside whatever it is that's pressing. That part of you that can pay attention, let it join us. There we go. It's just really, there's no effort in this. You just want to allow that left brain that's so busy having to make something be something. Just going to give it a rest. And just allow yourself, feel the shoulders drop. Physically, if you need to, take your hand and place it at your forehead and feel your forehead and all that thought going on there. And just bring your hand down your face, over your nose, down your mouth, your chin, down your throat. Just bring it down. And as it comes down, just bring your awareness with it into heart, the area of your heart. And just allow something to open in yourself. There you go. Just allow yourself to notice that relaxation. It's getting kind of quiet. Notice the emotional terrain around you. That's pretty, pretty colors, pretty things, violent things, whatever it might be. It's all right. Don't judge it. Just embrace it. It is part of how you're noticing information. You're having a feeling response, which is just fine. And then just allow it to deepen some more. There you go. There we go. Into the all. Into unified consciousness. Into the zero point field. Into universe. Into heart. The core of all. There you go. Just notice that. And from here, we'll continue our discussion. What is it? How is it that you notice information in your sensory systems? We've got some great terms that come from the metaphysician point of view, like the clairsentience and clairaudience, and there's all kinds of clairs.
Yeah, well, you know, the word psychic actually is from the Greek, and I can't pronounce it, something like kinos, but which means spirit. And so we used to say that abilities, psychic abilities were spiritual abilities. But, and what I see is that it all is consciousness. And as we align with consciousness, as we step into experiencing life as consciousness, it naturally expands our psychic abilities. And like you were mentioning clairsentience, it's like that's being an empath is mm-hmm. feeling things. Everybody knows clairvoyance, that's clear seeing, being able to see. Mm-hmm. And there's also clairaudience, which is being able to hear things. But we found some other new words here.
We do it all the time. Yeah. And clair means clarity. That's French.
Right. So cognizance is clear knowing. That's your knowingness, or your precognition is another way of doing that. And clairgustance is, I hadn't heard that before. gustens, which is being able to
gusto.
Taste
it. That's tasty. Yeah, I love it.
You know, and I had my training was clairvoyant, and so I didn't realize until, you know, 10, 20 years after I left that organization that that I was actually an empath and that I felt things. And then recently I've been noticing, I guess it's, you know, clairalliance, the smelling, because I have been picking up on like cigarette smoke smells where there is no cigarette smoker. So I'm definitely being communicated with someone from the past who, who's trying to communicate with me, who was a really big smoker. I haven't quite figured out who that is.
Well, I think what we were feeling, or what I was certainly noticed with like clients, is that they've been feeling other people's stuff for years.
Yes.
And they've been thinking it's their stuff, and they haven't been able to have that clarity. And we are spending a lot of time with recognizing the power that we as individuals hold as consciousness. We are all connected, and people, you got to get over it. We're all one. And we have these, we share these senses that we are in, we, as humans, we're in a sensory mechanism. And
well, I want to interrupt there because it's not like, oh, we've got to get over it. We're all one. That's on a physical level, we're individuals, but as consciousness, we are one. And that is the dichotomy. Yes. That's the confusion.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I have found confusing, that puzzled me as an empath, is because I will feel other people's feelings inside me. And so that makes it harder to identify that this is not my emotion that is wafting through my space. You know, it's a little bit like having being a radio station, and you're not just playing your own music. You've got country music coming through, and you've got, you know, Bollywood music coming through, and it's all coming on your inner radio, but it's not you broadcasting that station.
Well, I think that's an interesting way you put that, because I think we hold on to things when there's a resonance within us that matches resonances outside of us. Kind of has a magnetistic quality to it, I think.
Definitely. It gets in there on matching experiences.
It matches, yeah. And
or
people,
focus.
Yeah. And people can't tell the difference. I mean, I look at myself. We had this conversation before. Is this me or what?
Right.
We do it all the time.
So, what's your experience when you're tracking somebody else's experience? How do you discern whether it's you or someone else?
Usually, I always ask. You know, I'm clear enough in my mechanism and my own experience, usually, to be able to ask, is this mine or someone else's? And then when I start out in heart space, which is what I'm always doing, certainly when I work with clients, and hopefully when I work with myself, is just, is this mine or someone else's? And if I ask it in a yes and no terminology, it gets pretty clear. And what I also do in that is I give myself permission to hear the answer.
Yeah.
And I think that is key. So many people don't want to know.
Or they keep asking and they're not listening for a response.
They're getting answers in a way they can't understand. And that's not helpful. And that's one of those rules that we need to look at is, are you information friendly? And that's what old trained psychics were, you know. I mean, they pay attention to whether it's channeled and you can feel that removal of self and all that kind of thing. Or however you take in information, is that you have to allow yourself to experience information. The challenge came in is with so much media presence, is that being psychic or being in touch or being intuitive is always in negative, couched in negative terminology. You know, it's like Carrie for him. Stephen King, I love him, but telekinesis does not look like a whole lot of fun that way. You know, and you see a lot of this stuff. And
you know,
information has to be user-friendly.
Yes, and you know, I'm going back to that it doesn't show up the way you may expect it to. So
yeah.
I have found, you know, I talk to dead people, but when I am doing a session for someone, what I get is visual images, and it's like playing charades. and I'm doing my best. But when I am going throughout my day, my dead parents will show up, but they don't come in visually like when I'm doing a reading. They just kind of waft across my awareness, you know, and then suddenly I remember, and now I realize it's my mother and I smile, you know, or things will show up like, you know, I walked past a church that had this kind of gutter, and it had this tape on the gutter, and it said Dottie on the tape, like that was the manufacturer or something. Mm-hmm. That was my mother's nickname.
Your mother's nickname,
you know? So, the other thing that I have been noticing is that I will have different feelings sort of waft through my space, is how it feels like, and I will now be able to discern, oh, that's my son he's on Facebook now, or that's my little brother, or that's my and it used to be all a big jumble of feelings, and I used to think there was something wrong with me feeling all these feelings, you know. I grew up with all brothers, but I grew up in an environment where you weren't supposed to have feelings. Very white, upper middle class WASP, and also I've mentioned this before in the air, but my father was a spy, so, you know, you could not make loud noises, you know, and I was a teenage girl, and I thought I was insane.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, tell a teenage girl not to have feelings.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah.
So it's to be able to discern that this vibration that is wafting through my space, I mean, it's not because I'm matching necessarily, but it's because it's my kid, for crying out loud, you know. He has an instant access there. So, you know, if you have a family that is batshit crazy, excuse my French on the air there, but if you have, you know, if you come from a dysfunctional family, you know, your family was alcoholics and they're just, you know, they were always high-pitched drama, and your natural tendency is to sit in the woods and commune with nature, when you start to feel that insanity, it might not be actually coming from you. It might not actually even be triggered. It just might be some drama going on in your family, and they just haven't messaged you on Facebook yet.
It's that's the frequency they travel, right? That's the resonance they hold. Yes. And if you think of yourself as being able to track different resonances, you can start to pay attention if you allow yourself to. And people are going to say, well, you're just imagining things. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
What difference
this is
that
an imagination. The whole thing is imaginary.
Yeah, the whole thing is illusory. So it's just different ways we experience information that don't seem to have a basis in physical reality. But we're telling you that you're experiencing informations in all kinds of realities that have no clue about physical presence. You just have you just get the ding. And you get a lot of different things in a lot of different ways. And whether it's a chime or whether it's a bell, you know, knocking you off your seat, either one can be the experience. We've seen all kinds of things happen for
and
people.
You
and
know,
ourselves.
The people who are telling you that you're just imagining things, those are the people who are actually having the most difficult time in their lives, because they're the ones that don't have a language. Don't have an awareness. You pretty much talk to anybody in Congress right now. They're the ones having the hardest time with this unseen quantum leap. What's it? There's another word for it, but huge change that's going through, paradigm shift that's going on the planet today and everyone else. And it's your inner power is coming out, coin a phrase and plug my webinar, but your inner power is coming out, and it is like this massive, massive radiance coming out from you. And anything that's within your life that is rigid, that is limiting, that is either cracking apart, depending on your resistance, or it is disintegrating. So it can feel really uncomfortable unless you're going with the flow.
And it can be uncomfortable when you are going with the flow. Because it's different.
It's like giving birth. It's like, this is fun and it hurts.
Yeah, right. You know, that's another thing that's come up, is we are experiencing change. We're able to notice, and we still don't know how we feel about it, because it doesn't feel familiar in any way. And so often shift and change is like that. And you still come from a place of trust that you're okay and that you're safe and that you can, and when you come from that place, you can handle those changes easily. It's very challenging for someone who has basic trust issues. And I hate ultimatums like that. okay? Because that just buys into that. I think everyone has trust. It's just to the degree that you allow yourself to experience. I think everyone
is
safe.
What you trust.
Yes, exactly. We have all these conditions. And so I'm very tired of conversations. And this is the power thing that you're talking about and we're talking about, is that everything is out there affects me in here. Everything in here affects me out there and in here. And it all goes back and forth. I'm not searching anymore for anything outside of me. I am inside of myself, experiencing and noticing where information is and where it isn't. And the sense of me that says, oh, you know, I don't like being in a body and I got a headache and all that, is just me holding my awareness outside of myself. I am changing how I hold my discussions, how I hold myself in relationship to other things, whether the thoughts, experiences, emotions, people, whatever it is. I think it's real important. So, how are we doing there, Joan? We're getting on track to kind of come back into stuff.
Yeah, we're getting on track. I think the couple things left to let people know is that, you know, if we can do it, you can do it.
Isn't that true? Yeah.
That's part of the shift that's going on now. It's not that, psychics, astrologers or whatever, that they know more than you and that you need to look to them to give you answers, or a healer needs to heal you to make you better. What is going on is that the power is in you. You know, this the consciousness, you are consciousness. You are infinitely powerful. And this is what is emerging from deep within you. And when you get in touch with that, then you get in touch with your knowingness and all your other answers.
And, you know, the reasons people went to psychics or fortune tellers or anybody, I think, is because they wanted clarity that they didn't feel within themselves. It's nice to have someone tell us what's going on or what to do. And I'm the first one to go for it, right? Because I understand how I can create my own unclarity. And I also understand, okay, that's why I had to learn these skills and being able to be present and be aware of how I function as a human and how I was getting information and learning how to be clear about it. And that became my life. Right. And a lot of people don't put that attention to it. So they want someone else to give them answers. But I know both you and I, in when we work with clients, and we love clients, and we always want to have more clients. There's nothing wrong with that. And being able to help them understand that it's about creating the space as consciousness, we hold the space that their clarity shows up. That whatever the mayhem is about, we can articulate it enough for them so that we certainly help them. But it's their inner resonance that's doing the shift. We don't heal anybody anymore. We allow them to explore themselves. And we like that. So we're not saying don't call people. Please call. We love to hear. And I think it's time for us to come back out, Joan, if that seems reasonable.
Yeah, there's a few more things to say, but we can say it when we're
on the other side. All right. So we'll be on this side, the other side. So everyone, just notice what it's been like. We've raised a lot of questions, maybe. We've confirmed a lot of things. We've challenged you. I mean, that is our language, is that we challenge and question and give ourselves space to show up. And we want to offer that to you also. So in just noticing your breath and feel yourself, we've been pretty open. And it's kind of like the lotus blossom petals opening and closing. Just allow your awareness to come back more inward. Notice that emotional environment. See what shows up there. And keep coming back within. And you'll notice that all you have to do is open up and allow the flowers to close, you know, like flowers that are open during the day and close up at night. It's still the flower. It's still connected. It's just in the opening or the closing energies, which are all the same. So just bring that back as we come back into here and into noticing wherever you are. And maybe now from this side, oh, can you see something? Do you smell something? Do you hear something? Do you just know something? Do you taste something? It's all there. All of it's a fine. And welcome to consciousness. All right, Joan.
All right. Well, hold on there. Hold on to this topic as we go to commercial break. And stay tuned because we have a lot more to cover as we are playing here in Conscious Conversations.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I am Joan Newcomb, along here with Janet Barrett. And Janet and I are leading edge creators in the field of consciousness technology, and we have been talking about the new language of consciousness.
We've been feeling it. And you're right. I think we have a lot of time in this segment, Joan.
Good, because I wanted to tell people some folks. I wanted to tell people some folks because we were just touching on, you know, psychics don't do it for you anymore, healers don't do it for you. And the experience of being in a session with you, Janet, is so unique. And it is so, you know, you drop into heart space and you track what's going on, but it is really, it's a collaboration. Mm-hmm. And so it's like you're, you know, as a client, you know, I am doing my own inner work while you are tracking and observing. So it's not mm-hmm. that you're doing the changes for me. I am the changes are happening within me as you and I are both. It's like a collaboration or even a partnership. Mm-hmm. And to me, that epitomizes the difference or the change with this new awareness, this new consciousness, this new evolution that we're in. That is the way that healing is going. And for me, readings are going in the way of doing more coaching rather than readings. And mm-hmm. and what coaching does is it holds you as capable and as the creator of your own life. So I'm not the expert in your life. I am holding space, and I know how to ask the questions that may trigger the answers or ideas, and I know how to offer you some techniques to use to help you navigate your life. But you're really the expert, and that's been the big paradigm shift, I think.
I totally get that. And I, yes, all of that. It's very much coaches, I think a good coach, and I know you're a good coach, is that you have to respect the individual. And I don't consider myself, yeah, and I'm a coach and mentor, certainly I don't have that label on me, but you have to respect the individual and what they bring to you, what they're bringing to their own life. And I hold deep respect and appreciation for how consciousness shows up. I can't judge that, and I'm not of service to anyone if I'm in judgment, even if I put it over there. I just think that it's, and that celebrates not being attached to outcome. And we're so trained to think in terms of outcome and results, and people come to us want outcome and results, and we appreciate that. And we also have to hold true to the awareness that is consciousness. People are showing something here, but it's really about over here. And it may be a localized, and let's say it's about a healing thing. They're having problems in a foot, for instance. Well, to start off, it might be there, or that might be a referred pain. Okay, so right there's a difference. But in the state of consciousness and just information flowing, we understand that that may be where they're experiencing it, but it has absolutely nothing to do with the foot in any other sense, except that's where they're choosing to experience the information. And it can become as a pain, or it could be as a cramp, or it could be whatever, however the awareness is. And I just think people are absolutely fascinating. And you don't need to get so distracted by that, like, but it's a sense of, my, look how creative you are. And they're not going to make you feel bad for that.
Well, and, you know, the way I have always framed this is that the more capable you are, the more creative your storyline is going to be.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
So you know, it is equally as creative to have a whole slew of disasters. Mm-hmm. And terrible things as it is to have wonderful things and winning the lottery or whatever. Mm-hmm. It just shows that, you know, if you were an actor, you're up for an Oscar for the role that you are playing in and the script that you are tackling. And so that really it's if you realize that it's you're volunteering for this, and as consciousness, you are creating all of this.
Without agenda, and we don't judge. And that's what is so challenging for people. They slip into their emotional me and they go, that's bad, that's good. And they make these distinctions. And it's like, well, that's just the way you're choosing to experience. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's the way someone's choosing to experience that information. I work with a lot of people that probably would be considered challenging because they are people who serve as placeholders in consciousness as this place where they're doing big work. And when you do big work, that means you take in a lot of information and you're holding your own and you're holding others. And it's how to break that down. And I work with a lot of, I would say, healers and therapists and people in those kind of professions who are dealing with people all the time. Boundaries get kind of iffy, loosey-goosey, that kind of thing, because we understand that we are experiencing ourselves and others. And so we're looking at setups. We're looking at what those rules are that we as individuals are choosing to experience life is. And it's not for me to judge that. It's for me to help you sort that out. And if there's something in there that's not bringing you results that you would like to experience, because we're all results oriented, but we know it's not about the results, it's about the discernment that was made originally that leads to those results, that things change. And boy, where'd that thought go? It went somewhere.
I was just thinking about how we navigate our reality. And we were talking about this earlier when we were coming up with our show topic, and you know, we really should record our conversations leading into conversations, because you know, when you shift your perspective to that you are consciousness, rather than that you have consciousness, but that you are consciousness, mm-hmm. Suddenly you are in agreement with everything that's going on. And even if these disasters are happening all around you, it just becomes like You know, it's like you're in the middle of an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, you know. So you, when you're in agreement, everything falls into place. Everything is unfolding perfectly and you're not manipulating it. You're not, it's a fine difference between driving the bus and mixing my metaphors, steering your kayak down the river. Okay. So you're not creating the river. You're not there pushing the river. You are enjoying the ride and it is exhilarating. And that's really what it's like to navigate life as consciousness.
Well, I would say I would put it look at that from the point of, okay, I set it up, so I am the river, I am the kayak, I am all those things, but there's me that's tracking all those in different relationships. Yes.
And so
right?
the point of focus that is tracking is the you sitting in the kayak, and as a higher level as consciousness, you've made this entire hologram, this entire 3D full immersion game. You've created that. And
you've put the rapids in the river and you've created the pools and all that. You just don't know it. And so you're on the river and you're just in the kayak and then you come across and you have these experiences and anything is possible in that interaction with the rapid, with the water, with the kayak.
And when you do know that. And when you do know that, that doesn't invalidate that the water is cold and outside of you and the kayak is
not at all.
But it just becomes more fun to navigate from that.
Well, we'll put it from a place of consciousness that it's not attached to outcome, right?
And it doesn't really matter where you're going down the river either. It is the exhilaration of being on the river.
And when you break your leg and when, you know, the boat splits open and all those things happen, that is consciousness going, well, isn't that interesting? What am I going to do with that? Right? And it's really the difference between the person who's having the pain and the person who's observing themselves have the pain and going, what am I going to do about this? Because that leads to the next choice. And sometimes there are no choices. And sometimes things come to an end and sometimes things happen. And then we get to make our choices about all that. And if we take the judgment out of it and allow ourselves to experience ourselves as consciousness, experiencing things, and consciousness will evolve. And maybe the next time, if there is a next time, depending upon how you've set up your awareness, things may be different. And that's what we see in patterns of experiences. We see people having, I've had the person who had 9 car accidents and they only noticed the last one where something went wrong, you know, and I'm like, you didn't consider that the 8 accidents before had anything about the 9th one. It's amazing to me how we look at stuff and it, you know, obviously there's a pattern playing out here. And sure enough, there was. You know, but she didn't hold the awareness of it. So
it's things are not happening to you.
Yeah.
That's when you're in the viewpoint that things are happening to you,
then that's a victim.
You're thinking you're the kayak. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the kayak, that water is cold, you know, if you are the kayak. And the kayak is swimming around, but when you are consciousness in the physical form, riding in the kayak, it's exhilarating and it's a whole different experience. There's no blame. There's no this is happening to me. It is more like woohoo, you know. This is
the interaction of you meeting the water, and something happens in that dynamic, right?
Yeah.
Something happens with the land underneath. Something happens with the vehicle that you're in, and how all that comes together in any one moment. And that leads to the next moment and how we track that next moment that leads to the next moment of awareness. And there's so many different ways to experience information. And we're offering that use as many different, allow yourself, develop as much sensory information as you can. And magic happens, miracle happens.
Yes.
And that, even that is the old conversation of outcomes that we can't track. We have to call it something. So we're either going to be the mystic or we're going to be the magician. And explaining the same thing, but from different perspectives. So we're just going to say, let's label it consciousness. Let's notice without agenda how information is being experienced, what sensory is doing it, and just keep expanding and allowing for anything to be informational based. So whether you see something or feel something or hear something or know something, what if it all equally is valuable? And it's a way that we as consciousness express ourselves. And that feels pretty good, I think, Joan. I think we're there.
Great.
So then
there's just a few things to let people know if we are sliding into home base here.
Mm-hmm.
One is that we do love to hear from you, and you can not only email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, but you can join us on Facebook and on Twitter. And on Facebook, go look up Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and you can join the group and join the fun. And you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb, JoanNewcomb. I have a lot of fun there. And give us your suggestions of things that you'd like to talk about, and we'll give you your 15 minutes of fame by mentioning your name on the air, and maybe some other groovy things. And a quick reminder that I do have this free webinar tomorrow, Tuesday, the 20th. It's at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Free webinar. Go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, and click on free webinar to get all the information about it.
And you can check my website out at janetandbeyond.com. And if you decide to subscribe to my weekly Life and Beyond writings, Fuzzy Photons in Action, where I write every week for the last 9 years about what we're noticing in group and different play, and it's all real in our world, it's all real in your world if you allow it. And you'll get my free cheat sheet on things to notice and consider about being alive and enjoying that life.
Ten top tips for being alive.
That's it. There you go. And let's see. So what else? What do we want to leave everybody with, Joan?
Well, I forgot to mention that I do have, for the rest of January here, I've got 2 reading slots left for face-to-face readings in Seattle. So I'm going to be in the Seattle area next weekend. So also go to my website and look up consultations to find out about those. And also it looks like I only have 2 time slots left for phone or Skype sessions this month as well.
All right. And I'm available. Give me a call. You can email me at janetb@janetandbeyond. And I'd love to see what I can help you get clear about. So we'll look forward to all that. And what have we got on board this week? Well, let's see real quick here. What do we notice, Joan? Seems kind of nice. So no matter where you are and where we are when you're listening to this, thank you for participating.
Yes,
and
because
have a
it
new
doesn't
conversation.
Matter.
No,
it doesn't.
It doesn't
matter if you're in the future. There is no time or space on consciousness level. So even if you're listening to this like 3 years from now, you have helped co-create the show in this present moment.
And we keep just going onward and outward. There you go. Bye, everyone.
Been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.